Michael, big derby game for both clubs, of course. I suppose it's been a bit of a mixed bag for yourselves since the start of the season. You've played 7, won 2, drawn 1 and lost 4. So mid-table at the moment.
It was kind of a difficult enough start. We were kind of struggling there with the end of the season with Gaelic. We were missing a few players. We had quite a young team out as well, a few results, we were kind of in games, and I don't think every result was a reflection of what how we played, but considering where we are, I think we would want to be even further up the table now, in fairness.
Yeah, now, like yourselves, Gweedore United, of course, players on Gaelic duty as well and players injured, so they've had their difficulties early in the season as well. As the season progresses, at the moment, Capri Rovers and Castlefin and Kerry Keel seem to be sort of the top three. Having come down from a higher level last year, what's the aim this year? Is it to sort of consolidate in this division?
The quality is quite high, I must say. We played Rathmullen there a couple of weeks ago, and we actually played them for about 50 minutes with 10 men. And, we were actually quite disappointed not coming away with at least a point. We had them on the ropes for long enough, but they just had that bit more experience than we did. Same as Kerry Keel, came down. We were leading them for long spells. And then just second half, you can see their experience maybe fitness wise too, they kind of pulled away at the end. There's a lot of quality there. Castlefin now on Sunday, it was a tight enough game. We played really, really well, took our chances when they came our way, and they caused a lot of difficulty. So, you can see that there's a lot of competition there, for boys trying to get up now to the Premier.
Now, what about the rivalry? There'll be a good old crowd, I suspect, especially if the weather's half decent for the game in Carrickboyle. Probably because a lot of the time you're not always in the same division. You've probably met each other maybe more in the Brian McCormack Cup than in league games in recent years.
It's fairly seldom now we're in the same division. So cup games, it can be a feisty enough affair. We met each other in the Brian McCormack, I think it was 2 seasons ago, where we had a draw at home and then we had a defeat down there, down in Carrickboyle. So, we're looking forward to it. It's local derby. A lot of our boys play together in the Gaelic, so, there's that little bit of extra spice in it. When they're playing against each other, they want the bragging rights. So it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds now on Sunday.
And away from the first team, at underage level, how are things at the club at the moment? Are there many youngsters coming through?
There's a good number coming through there. We have wee Adam McBride coming through. He was up at Harps for a while. We have a very, very young age profile. When you look at the squad we have at the minute, I would say our average age is very low 20s, maybe 20, 21 years of age. So we have a lot of good, decent young players, and you can see further on down there, our under-14s are in the Champions League final next Wednesday. So there's a lot of good work being done underage, hopefully now in the next couple of years it'll come to the fore.
And the Temple Domestic Appliance Division 1 of the Donegal Junior League, it's often perhaps the most competitive of the divisions, because there's always something to play for, even right at the end of the season. Rarely is a team sort of becalmed in mid-table. You're either pushing to go up or you're fighting to stay up, and there's certainly no easy games.
Oh, definitely. We got relegated from Premier Division, I think it was 2017, and we spent a good few years there. It's a very difficult league to get out of. As you said, it's very, very competitive. It's always on the day. It can be very attritional. But still, there's good quality there. Whereas we were in Premier there for the last couple of years, you could see the top teams just was wee bit ahead of us. And it was kind of the quality is kind of just going away at the top. But the first of us now, I must say, it's on any given day, like, there can be any results thrown around, so you take nothing for granted. Like.
And finally, what way do you see the game panning out on Sunday? Do you think it's going to be a fairly tight affair?
Oh, it's going to be like the slip of a paper. Like, it's just, it's always a tight, really competitive, and you know, you get nothing easy down Carrick Boyle. They'll be well up for it. But same as ourselves, like, we are well up for it. Like, we're looking forward to the challenge now and going down there, and you know, it's just on the day. But I would say it's going to be very, very tight, whatever way it goes.